Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The left fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Champ Summers. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting third. The center fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Dwyer. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike O'Berry. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is called out on strikes. One out. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is hit by the pitch. Parrish moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hobson moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer takes first base on ball four. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive towards second. Whitaker catches it and steps on second to double up Hobson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from O'Berry and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker bunts towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to third. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LaFleur scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 1 in the game. Summers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Summers. The throw from O'Berry and he is safe. Summers steals second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson is walked intentionally. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike O'Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Berry is hit by the pitch. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sizemore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Berry moves to third. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Berry tags and scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Red Sox, 1. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Paquette. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brookins bunts towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brookins moves to second. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brookins scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from O'Berry and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Summers hits a fly ball into center field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 2, Red Sox, 2. Mike O'Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. O'Berry hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Sizemore hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. Wackenfuss is called out on strikes. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Parrish hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Paquette hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Parrish for a passed ball. Paquette moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice is walked intentionally. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from O'Berry and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a line drive for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Petrie covering, for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike O'Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. O'Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Summers strikes out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dwyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-3 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Sizemore hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Paquette hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Parrish is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from O'Berry and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Whitaker bunts towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to third. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Summers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. There goes Gibson trying to get to third. Evans throws the ball into Hobson, who tags Gibson for the out. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Summers moves to second. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-4 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski pinch hits for Mike O'Berry. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.